Another positive test for bird flu. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is a little bump in the road, but we feel like we're doing everything we can to control it at this point.
State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher says on Tuesday this week, samples were tested and have now been confirmed, showing the second case of highly pathogenic H7N9 avian influenza in a commercial breeder flock in Lincoln County. This one less than 2 miles from the first case that was confirmed earlier this month.
Nothing really changes. Our procedures are all the same. This particular flock, being that it's highly pathogenic avian influenza that we're dealing with, will do the same thing. The best way we can control it is to depopulate the affected flock that carries this highly contagious virus.
And the flock, which consisted of 55,000 chickens, has been depopulated. And again, it's believed that the virus was brought in initially by migratory birds, wild waterfowl are natural hosts for avian influenza, including H5 and H7, and can shed the virus without appearing sick. These low pathogenic viruses can mutate to highly pathogenic forms after introduction to poultry.
Plan is regular testing for surveillance to see what might be out there, and also regular testing for movement of poultry or eggs. And that's being done on almost a daily basis. So we've got a good handle on all the commercial poultry locations, and we've done initial surveillance in the backyard flocks as well.
So now the clock begins again as state and federal officials will continue to monitor and test other poultry operations in the control zone in hopes that an all clear will come after 2 weeks of no positive tests of the virus. The first case of high path AI was first detected in Lincoln County on March 4th. All bird owners, whether commercial producers or backyard enthusiasts, should continue to practice good biosecurity and report sick birds or unusual bird deaths to state and federal officials. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.